Once again, playing the role of Paul Breidecker is Wireless Mike. Thank you so much for sitting in today.
Happy to be here to do what I can.
So you and I have the opportunity to bump into an awful lot of aviators and other folks close to aviation with a wide range of ages and experience levels.
And interests.
It's not often that we find that we get the opportunity to talk to someone who hasn't even crested their second decade of life and is already just about prepared to be an astronaut.
Yeah, that takes a lot of dedication.
Now, I may be overstating the case a little bit, but we'll get the details now from Alyssa Carson, whose social media information and website and other information identifies her as one of the people who intends to be the first folks on Mars. Alyssa, are you there?
I am.
Hey, thank you for joining us on EA Radio today. Where are you talking to us from?
I'm super excited. I am in Louisiana.
Louisiana, and is that where you live?
Yep, this is kind of like our home base for us, so we've had a little while to be home, but not for long.
Have you ever had the opportunity to come up to AirVenture?
I have not. I don't think so. It's you know, we've been trying to get as many places around the country as we can, but hopefully we're going to head north soon.
So one of the things I've read about you is that among those places that you've been to is just about every experience one can have attending a space camp. Is that right?
Correct. So there are three official NASA space camps in the world, which one being in Huntsville, Alabama, one being in Izmir, Turkey, and one being in Laval, Canada. So I went through all of those programs, as well as some other programs around the country, one in Pensacola, one in Virginia, one in Kansas. So definitely my interest for space has kind of brought me everywhere.
So what is your goal with all of these camps that you're going to and all the studying that you're doing?
So my ultimate goal really is to become an astrobiologist. And then with that, I'd be able to look for signs of life on other planets, research soils from other worlds and things like that, and hopefully apply that on a mission to Mars in the early 2030s to actually go there and research some of these things.
Now, I understand that you received a certain kind of certification that puts you sort of ahead of the game and ready to be an astronaut candidate. Could you talk through that process?
Yes. So I went through all these camps and things like that when I was younger. I've now started doing a little bit more advanced training, and that's through a program called POSSUM Academy. And POSSUM stands for Polar Suborbital Science in the Upper Mesosphere. And basically that just means that they are researching a type of cloud in the upper atmosphere. And so with them, their ultimate goal is to have a suborbital flight to go up and take a sample of one of these clouds for further research. So I'm working with their program. I was the youngest to be accepted through their program, and since I've been able to do microgravity training, spacesuit training, water survival training, decompression training, also take some of their classes and space physiology and space atmosphere. And through all of this, I actually get a certification in applied astronautics that certifies me for one of their suborbital flights.
And just to calibrate here, how old are you now?
I am 17.
And what kind of vehicle are they looking to do the suborbital flight in?
They were originally looking at the company X-Corps, who was developing kind of like space taxis, but they kind of started to fade out a bit, so now they are talking and looking for someone else, you know, talking to companies like Virgin Galactic and things like that who are already planning on doing flights in the near future. But it's definitely going to be different because aside from like just a fun trip, it's for research.
Yes, and that makes it all the more exciting because you can actually accomplish something rather than just going for a joyride.
Exactly.
So the amount of work that you've done and the preparation that you've received has certainly taken a lot of time and effort and probably pretty careful management of resources like time and money and all those other things. What kind of advice can you give to other people that are your age who would like to try to accomplish some of the things that you have? Because not many people have, right? Maybe no one but you has done this at this point.
Right. I mean, I definitely would tell anyone, you know, who's interested in going into a space career or even becoming an astronaut, you know. I mean, the first thing about becoming an astronaut is it's kind of a secondary career. You have to have kind of another interest and then apply that to space. But definitely start out in your local area, you know, see what's around you. I mean, that's definitely how I started, was just looking for books and videos and stuff that my dad could get me. And then kind of expanded that to see what else was around in the U.S. Because there's definitely different programs all over the world. So definitely just kind of look around. And also always talk about your goals, because, you know, whoever you're talking to, you don't know what their background may be or who they may know. And it actually may surprise you, because opportunities are always out there.
So you may be surprised in talking to someone who may be able to help you get to one of your goals, and you maybe had no idea that they could do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I got to tell you, that happens all over AirVenture. And me as a student pilot, it keeps on happening. You come up, you talk to somebody, and you find out they can help you achieve a goal.
So at 17, I'm either assuming you're going to be a high school senior or headed off to college soon?
Yes, I'm going into my senior year.
Okay. And have you started to make plans beyond your senior year of high school of, like, where you want to go to college, and how are you planning to achieve all these goals of yours?
Yeah, so as far as, like, colleges, I'm really looking and hoping to go to Florida Institute of Technology in Melbourne, and really looking there just because my interest, or my scientific interest, is really in astrobiology. And they are basically one of the only colleges that has astrobiology as an undergrad. So that way I can start focusing in on astrobiology rather than starting out in, like, a natural science or something like that. And I plan to continue studying through that up to a PhD and then start working in the field of astrobiology. And I wouldn't necessarily start applying to the astronaut selection program until I have a PhD and I'm working in the field of astrobiology.
Traditionally, we've thought about the astronaut selection program as something that happens inside NASA, but, you know, the commercial space business needs astronauts too. How does that factor into your plans?
Oh, right. I mean, I've never really, like, focused myself on one specific program. You know, obviously a company like NASA's going for a mission to Mars, I mean, it would be amazing to be an astronaut candidate for them, but also companies like SpaceX, and with Elon Musk, you know, he has plans to go to Mars as well. So it's definitely kind of, for me, it's kind of waiting until we get closer to the date, see what the companies are actually doing, and then kind of make my decision on, you know, where I mean, apply to multiple or apply to one, however it works out.
Now, a lot of astronauts are also pilots. Are you pursuing any kind of flight training?
Yes, I am currently a student pilot.
And how many hours you have?
I have about 5.6, something like that.
About 5.6. So you're probably pretty close to soloing, or just soloed?
I haven't soloed yet. I'm still working up the nerve to kind of get over that point to do things by myself. But it's been a lot of fun, and I've really enjoyed it. I look forward to continuing and getting as many hours as possible.
So before we run out of time, we want to talk about your foundation, NASA Blueberry. Now, you've put together a foundation, and what's the purpose of it?
So the foundation, kind of the idea behind it was, you know, when I was really young, I kind of had this interest for space, but I guess I wasn't necessarily sure, like, what I wanted to do within the space industry. You know, I was interested in being an astronaut, but different astronauts have different specialties, and so once I got the opportunity to go to space camp in Huntsville, Alabama, it really just kind of really reassured me that, yeah, this is definitely something I want to do. And it also kind of showed me the different, you know, different kinds of astronauts, their different backgrounds, what I could really go into. And so it kind of helped me make all these decisions. So for kids who are really interested in space or science or anything like that, giving them that same opportunity and, like, exposure to all these different things to help them figure out what they want to do. Because if there's something you're passionate about and you have a dream for something, you can definitely fulfill it working hard, and just letting them know to never let anyone take their dreams away from them.
And where can people find out information about you and your your plans, your accomplishments, and your foundation?
All of my things are under NASA Blueberry, so whether it be social media, it's all under NASA Blueberry, and my website as well is nasablueberry.com.
And why Blueberry?
Blueberry is my call sign, which is like a nickname, but it's like given to you rather than chosen. And the second time I went to space camp when I was around 7 or 8 years old, I wanted one of the blue flight suits that I saw everyone else wearing. But I was a little too small to fit in any of the real ones that they had. And so my dad got me almost like this, you could say like a knockoff brand one.
Yeah.
And it was just a really dark, dark shade of blue. And so when I wore it, everyone told me I looked like a blueberry in it. And it just kind of stuck. And everywhere I went, people would be like, hey, Blueberry, do this. Or hey, Blueberry, do that. And so now I'm Blueberry.
That's pretty funny. Well, Alyssa Carson from Louisiana, thank you so much for spending time with us and sharing your exciting plans. Congratulations on all you've accomplished. I hope we get to watch what happens next.
And hopefully maybe you can come to AirVenture and we can talk to you in person in the future.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Wonderful. Oshkosh is waiting for you. Wireless Mike, thank you so much for sitting in today. It's been great fun to talk with you.
It's been fun to be here.
If you're around tomorrow, the invitation's open to talk again.
I might be here tomorrow, so I maybe, you know, if I can find some time when I'm not looking at airplanes, I might stop by.
Well, you know, priorities being what they are.
Right.
Thanks so much for sitting in today. That's Squawk 1200 for Saturday. You're listening to EAA Radio.